Steve Palmer here, Lawyer Talk Podcast, where you can check us out at lawyertalkpodcast.com, taking on a Q&A session here, or maybe a comment and answer session. But either way, Lawyer Talk Q&A, where we people send us questions, and you could send yours too, by the way, at lawyertalkpodcast.com, or you can leave a comment like we're going to handle today or deal with today. And I'll try to cover that topic here or give you the best answer I can. Sometimes I'll bring in another expert who might help us. We've got some of that coming here in the near future, so stay tuned. Anyway, I'm going to jump right at it. I did an episode a while back, and as I even said in the episode, I'm not here to make a political statement about anything, but I talked about the constitutional crisis. And what I did is I sort of covered what happens when with the judicial review process, when somebody challenged the constitutionality of a law, and it sort of goes up the appellate ladder. And that's what's happening with a lot of things these days. And it's not new. It just happens to be in the news because it involves some of the presidential executive orders. Anyway, the Grinch Unedited 5397 writes in response to that episode, "With bribery now legal via executive order, what incentive is there for any judge on any level to act in an impartial capacity when determining if something is unconstitutional or illegal when there is a possibility of financial incentive to sway their opinion?" So look, I, again, without diving into the politics of this, I'm not aware of any rule or any law or any executive order that would permit bribery of anyone, let alone a judge on federal or state or local level. But, you know, there is a Supreme Court case that I get some questions about. It came out, I think, in 2023. Maybe it was decided on in 2024. It was called Snyder versus United States. And I want to talk about that a little bit because this is one of these things that I harp about in my various series here on Lawyer Talk. And it's about legal definitions and understanding the way lawyers think, because we don't think like most people. You know, you go to law school and you come out lawyer, and maybe you learn, if you're not careful, you lose some personhood. But I'm going to talk lawyer, and then I'm going to translate, because it's important. What Snyder seems to say on the face of it is that somebody who is awarded a contract for to supply the government with something, in this case I think it was trucking, or maybe some dump trucks or semi-trucks, is allowed to bribe a public official who awarded that contract. Because, you know, when you oversimplify things and you don't really dig into the nuance, that's what it looks like. But that's not what's going on here. And really what the Supreme Court addressed is a bigger issue, and I'm going to break it down a little bit. What they're saying is that that act in that case with these facts was not a bribe. Now, you would think, well, that's ridiculous. If a trucking company paid a government official to get that contract, well, that sure as heck sounds like a bribe. Yeah, it sure as heck does. But under the statutory scheme in federal, under the United States Code, which ironically is, I believe, 18 U.S.C. Section 666. Stew on that for a minute. But ironically, that prohibits bribery. And what the Supreme Court does here, it breaks this down. There are two types of payments going back and forth that we're worried about. One is a payment that goes to an official before, in order to influence that official's act. So if I pay a judge, for instance, to get a ruling in my favor, that's a bribe. If I pay a mayor of a certain town to get a contract to buy trucks for me, that's a bribe. And then we have something called gratuities. And before I go there, the Supreme Court sort of says, look, you know, bribes are obvious. We all know what that is. Gratuities are a little bit nuanced, and I'll explain why. Gratuities is an act of gratitude after something has been awarded. So in this case, for instance, the trucking company, the owner of the trucking company, made a payment, I think, of about $15,000 back to the mayor who gave him the contract after he had gotten the contract. And, of course, he goes in to say, well, those are consulting fees, or they make up some other, or they came up with some other non-unlawful purpose for it. So what the court does here is it basically, or what the federal government did here is they charged this guy, they charged the mayor and probably both of them with bribery. And, you know, you're thinking, well, it sure sounds like bribery, but it's not, because it was a payment after, not before. And this case breaks down to a definition of how the law defined bribery. But the court is also very clear here. And it's clear saying, look, we're not going to, we're reading this law, we're reading this statute, and we're telling you folks, the facts here don't fit the statute. It's not meant for this. And they went into some statutory history with it, and I'm not going to bore you with those details. But the only issue here was whether conduct fit the statute. And it didn't. So what happened is the federal government chose the wrong law to prosecute. And they maybe did that for a good reason, because the bribery statute, for instance, I think has a 15-year max. And there is another statute for that prohibits these gratuities in certain situations. And that doesn't have a long of a prison sentence. Now, interestingly, I think the ultimate sentence this guy got was like a year and 9 months, which would have been within both, right? So it would have even met the lower threshold if they would have charged this guy with something other than bribery. But again, the U.S. Supreme Court says, look, we're not saying that what this guy did was lawful. We're only saying that it didn't violate Section 666. I promised I would talk about gratuities and why that's nuanced, because I want to just throw some stuff out there for people to think about. For instance, I'm an attorney, and let's say I go to court day in and day out, and I deal with the same folks over at court, the guys in the security, the bailiffs, maybe even some secretaries or prosecutors, probate, whatever it is. And once a year around Christmas time, I'm a festive fella. So I decide I'm going to bring everybody a poinsettia and put some nice red poinsettias on everybody's desk at Christmas time, or maybe bring them candy or even Christmas cookies that I made myself. I do that every year. I do it as a thank you, as a gratuity, for working and everybody's pleasant demeanor throughout the year. And maybe even I punctuate a point if somebody's not really nice to work with. I don't give them the cookies. I wouldn't do that. But the point is, I'm not doing it directly in response to something somebody has done for me as a single act, but maybe just a year of gratitude, a year of thank you. Is that an unlawful gratuity? That's why that's more nuanced. Now, I will tell you, Ohio, for instance, has some pretty strict ethics laws. And I say laws, they might be rules, but they're enforced as laws. I can't do that. I can't do stuff like that. I can't give Ohio State tickets to a probation officer or a prosecutor. Around here, there's Muirfield tickets, Jack Nicklaus's tournament every year. I can't give tickets to a public official, and I don't. I can sell tickets at face value in an arm's length transaction, but these rules are very, very strict, and they're strictly enforced. I have heard tell of folks in Congress, U.S. Congress, I'm not going to mention names, but I've had friends who have golfed with a couple folks in Congress, and the representatives, or the public officials rather, they won't even let you buy them a Coke at the turn. You know, you can't get a hot dog and a Coke at the turn. Everybody has to buy their own. So that is and you would say, well, that's stupid. The law should, you know, we should be able to buy each other beers. It's my round, it's your round. Nobody does any of that. Everything now has to be reported, and it's followed to a T. Otherwise, you run into these kinds of laws. So look, I'm not aware of any executive order, any law, any rule, anything at all that permits bribery, particularly under the Section 666. But there are lots of things that you can't do. There are lots of things that you can do, and it's more nuanced. So anyway, I probably didn't answer the question here, and I don't want to get into a debate, but I thought it was a nice opportunity to explore this Snyder decision, because it seems to suggest that bribery is legal, but it's not. All right, look, Lawyer Talk Q&A. I rambled on a little longer than normal, but if you got your own question you want me to cover, just shoot it to us, lawyertalkpodcast.com, or leave it in the socials or the comments or wherever you want.